from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, Tim Diller joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Avenue in West Milwaukee. Check them out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
It is that time to be joined by our guy, Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DillardTim. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. How are you doing here on a Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm good. It's Taco Tuesday, right? That Tuesday's with Tim. It's Taco Tuesday.
They got tacos over there at Fourth Base? They do tacos? I don't think I've had tacos at Fourth Base.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just going on what pin I needed to wear for the show tonight. I usually go taco pin for Tuesdays. That's how I know it's Tuesday.
The simple things in life keep you organized. It's amazing. All right, let's talk about the Brewers. Before we get to that Philly game last night, you know, you never, as a fan, I used to do this, but I don't do it anymore. But, you know, as a fan, it's always like, oh, that team stinks. You should sweep them. And as much as I used to do that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I don't do it anymore. I realize winning a series is tough no matter which way you go about it. But winning 6 of 7 at home against the Cubs and the White Sox, that was just a huge deal for this team, and it continued to build confidence going into a series against the best team in the NL in Philly. It was great timing.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better series, honestly, when it comes to a homestand. 6-1, that's no joke. I don't care who you're playing. It's a major league ball club. But what's interesting, they go 6-1 on the homestand. It seems like the only thing anybody was talking about was Tommy Pham.
Yeah, of course.
And why that is, I have no idea, because the Brewers are a good team, and, you know, the storyline that comes out of that is that they prove they're a good team. Sweep the White Sox, take 3 out of 4 from the Cubs, and they do it in a very unconventional way. Just in stark contrast to what the Phillies have. Phillies are second in quality starts. Kind of shows like what they're doing with starting pitching. Brewers are second to last. They have the second fewest quality starts. So here's two successful teams getting it done in very different ways.
Yeah, but the one thing about Brewers and Philadelphia, both are scoring the baseball very well at this point. And when you look at Philadelphia, there's money invested on that side of the ball. When you look at the Brewers, yeah, they're paying Yelich, clearly. But outside of that, the rest of this offensive lineup has yet to make the big money necessarily at the end of the day. A lot of inexperience on this side of the baseball as well for the Milwaukee Brewers. And again, doing it without Rhys Hoskins until he just recently came back, doing it without Garrett Mitchell like we've talked about, and doing it in different ways and able to get the job done. You know, against the White Sox, they probably didn't score in every opportunity that they had. They maybe were struggling with runners in scoring position. But you go and get 23 hits in a baseball game, I don't care who you are, that's an unbelievable feat, especially when you're doing it against a major league team.
Yeah, it just shows that everybody in the lineup's contributing. And you start talking about July coming along. You talk about trade deadline stuff where the Brewers need to improve. Listen, they're winning ball games. It's not like they need to improve that much. They want to get guys healthy. But right now, if there was going to be one move that you would make, you're going to look at trying to get a starter.
Yep.
And honestly, someone like Jesus Luzardo that we saw in Miami, that guy is good. That guy could have pitched against, you know, any team that ever existed in baseball, and he would have been good that day. Guys like that when their stuff is that good and they've been doing it for a month or two, those are the pitchers that they probably need to look at. But As of now, the Brewers are still looking in-house. In fact, I just saw where Aaron Ashby actually has a locker in Philly. Don't think he's pitching today, maybe tomorrow, but he's coming off one of his best starts in the minor leagues ever, 7 innings for the Sounds last time out. So, I mean, like I said, the Brewers are winning, and they're doing it with guys that they have.
And I'll tell you another name that I would like. If we're going to go talking about pitchers that we'd like, I love Lizardo. I've wanted him since the start of the season. Garrett Crochet would be another one from the White Sox. You know, he's still got a couple of years of control left on him, too. A young guy that can bring it. They just faced him. What do you think of that guy?
Yeah, I think he's good, too. I know a lot of it comes down to what are you willing to part with.
Yep.
You know, how much risk reward? But what I'm seeing is that the Brewers have no rush to do anything, right? They still expect people to come back and contribute. But when you're talking about making a big splash, or maybe they scuffle right before the All-Star break, all that stuff will intensify. But yeah, I thought he was good. I thought that the Brewers had a good approach against him, and he was, you know, able to navigate a really good lineup. And that you want to test on how good a guy is. Well, how are they doing against this Brewers lineup? So I think that's what some of these pitchers on lesser teams, talking about record-wise, I think they're facing the Brewers going, I may be a Brewer coming up, and I want to showcase my skills against a good lineup.
Dan Plesac had a top 25 starting pitcher list, of course, former Brewers closer. He posted it yesterday. Not a single Brewer on the top 25 starting pitcher list. Not that I was expecting anybody outside of Peralta maybe to make the list necessarily. But having said that, to be where they are without having a single guy on that list, back in the day they would have had Burns and Woodruff guaranteed on that top 25 list.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
List from Dan Plesac tells me again that, A, like you said, they need a starting pitcher, but B, just emphasizes how special it's been through 2 months of the season.
Well, I love Dan Plesac. All you got to do is look up who's been good the last month as a starting pitcher, and then you pick the top 25. That's not really hard, but it depends on what you're looking at. Like, what is it going to fit for your team? Honestly, to go find a guy that's really good but only gives you 5 innings, I don't think would do the Brewers much good.
True.
As good as their bullpen is, you can't assume that they're going to be able to keep throwing this well for this many innings across an entire year. They probably can do it, but you can't bank on it. So you need to go find a guy that can go 7 or 8 innings, has the ability to do that. You'll settle for 6, but if they go out and get some of these pitchers that are really good, but they only go 4 or 5 innings, you know, 5 1/3, that's not going to fly. They have some of those guys. So, it depends, you know, what are the top pitchers? It depends on your needs and what your organization thinks is a priority.
Talking with our guy Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, brought to you by 4th Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant on your way to the park. Stop over there, have some dinner, and then head on over to the game when they're at home. And when they're not at home, go over there and have dinner and watch the game. Watch Tim Dillard on TV as well on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Follow Tim on Twitter at DillardTim. What do you think of this whole idea of having opening pitchers like the Brewers have done here this year with Jared Canning, and it looks like they're going to do again tonight?
I think it makes sense. I think it was a trial run in Boston. It worked out the first day, so they ran it back the next day, and it worked again. So they you know, scroll into Philly, they consider it, and I think they waited a long time to put their lineup out, or at least who their pitcher was going to be, just because they wanted to make sure everything was going to line up. They got to make sure it's not just one pitcher, hey, we're going to put this guy in as a starter, and then here we go. It's, can we put this guy in to open the game? Do we make sure we have Wilson ready? Do we have enough guys in the bullpen? You start putting it all together, and when it makes sense, you release the lineup. And when you have guys like Schwarber and Harper in the first three, it makes total sense. Bring in a crafty lefty who I mean, let's be honest. He carved last night. 5 pitches, 5 strikes, got Schwarber and Harper out each on one pitch. It's a no-brainer. And the reason is because it starts your starter after the first inning and in a more comfortable part of the lineup. You know, you start going through the middle of the lineup, 4, 5, 6, rather than here's your 1, 2, 3. And another thing, too, a lot of people don't realize is that ERA is a big deal in the first inning. The Brewers alone have given up 35 runs in the first inning. That's the most of any other inning. So if you want to, you know, look at the statistics and go that way, hey, let's get our starter. Let's start him in the second inning. And it works out for everybody. It didn't. They didn't win the ball game, but that philosophy worked, and they're going to try it again tonight.
Tim, I have a random weird question, I guess, because I've never been around it to know the answer to it, and I wonder how this all works. So when somebody has a birthday in the clubhouse, today's Peralta's birthday, I believe.
Sure.
What does anything happen? Do y'all do anything for these guys? Because, I mean, there's so many of you throughout the course of a year. Like, is anything done, or is it, happy birthday, Freddie, and you just move on with your day? Or, like, does anything ever happen?
I mean, sometimes. Sometimes there'll be a cake or, you know, whatever it is that pops up in the clubhouse. I remember when Brian Schaus turned 40.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he was 40, still playing baseball, still doing awesome. He had, like, a 1 ERA at the time. They celebrated big time. They decorated his locker. They had a blow up walker, you know, like a walker that, you know, would help you get around if your lower body's not working good. And that was kind of the theme, you know. I think they even hired like a balloon animal person too. So I don't know. I mean, for guys like that in certain situations, you know, that kind of thing's fun. A little tougher on the road. If you're on the road
trip,
it's harder to kind of put something together in that way, but. Yeah, you can have a lot of fun with it. I remember we had a guy, I think he's pretty sure years ago in the minor leagues, he turned 20 2 years in a row. So
what?
I don't know how that happened. but you see some weird stuff in the minor leagues for sure. But big leagues at home, man, you'd be surprised. There's all sorts of stuff going on. But on the road, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of bring the act on the road.
What about any information that you've heard on Robert Gasser's elbow at this point? Anytime we talk about an elbow, I get concerned. Anytime I hear the words second opinion, I get even more concerned than I was originally. Have you heard anything on that front?
I hadn't heard anything other than what's been released. But I will say this. I mean, he threw more sweepers than he did any other pitch in the big leagues in his outings, which is Dr. Meister, who's doing a lot of the, you know, shoulder and elbows of surgeries going on around Major League Baseball, that has been the common, you know, one of the common factors is this new sweeper type mentality where you snap it through. It's, you know, it's almost getting that reputation of like a split finger. If you don't know how to do it just right, or even if you do, it could still do some wear and tear on the elbow. Hopefully it's nothing serious. Hopefully it's nothing more than, hey, you've been throwing a lot in some stressful innings and going deep into ball games, and then you just need some rest. But that's why you get a second opinion. More time goes by after you see the first initial, and maybe something changes when it comes to MRI, or maybe someone can see something differently. So I don't know. Anytime you do a second opinion, I know a lot of times it gets looked at as something really bad, but
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yeah, I always get concerned when I hear second opinion because that means you didn't like the first. From Dan, please, Zach. Tells me again that A, like you said, they need a starting pitcher, but B, just emphasizes how special it's been through 2 months of the season.
Well, I love Dan Plesac. All you got to do is look up who's been good the last month as a starting pitcher, and then you pick the top 25. That's not really hard, but it depends on what you're looking at. Like, what is it going to fit for your team? Honestly, to go find a guy that's really good but only gives you 5 innings, I don't think would do the Brewers much good.
True.
As good as their bullpen is, you can't assume that they're going to be able to keep throwing this well for this many innings across an entire year. They probably can do it, but you can't bank on it. So you need to go find a guy that can go 7 or 8 innings, has the ability to do that. You'll settle for 6. But if they go out and get some of these pitchers that are really good, but they only go 4 or 5 innings, you know, 5 1/3, that's not going to fly. They have some of those guys. So it depends. You know, what are the top pitchers? It depends on your needs and what your organization thinks is a priority.
Talking with our guy Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, brought to you by Fourth Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant. On your way to the park, stop over there, have some dinner, and then head on over to the game when they're at home. And when they're not at home, go over there and have dinner and watch the game. Watch Tim Dillard on TV as well on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Follow Tim on Twitter at DillardTim. What do you think of this whole idea of having opening pitchers like the Brewers have done here this year with Jared Canning, and it looks like they're going to do again tonight?
I think it makes sense. I think it was a trial run in Boston. It worked out the first day, so they ran it back the next day, and it worked again. So they you know, scroll into Philly. They consider it, and I think they waited a long time to put their lineup out, or at least who their pitcher was going to be, just because they wanted to make sure everything was going to line up. They got to make sure it's not just one pitcher. Hey, we're going to put this guy in as a starter, and then here we go. It's, can we put this guy in to open the game? Do we make sure we have Wilson ready? Do we have enough guys in the bullpen? You start putting it all together, and when it makes sense, you release the lineup. And when you have guys like Schwarber and Harper in the first three, it makes total sense. Bring in a crafty lefty who, I mean, let's be honest, he carved last night. Five pitches, five strikes, got Schwarber and Harper out each on one pitch. It's a no-brainer, and the reason is because it starts your starter after the first inning, and in a more comfortable part of the lineup. You know, you start going through the middle of the lineup, 4, 5, 6, rather than here's your 1, 2, 3. And another thing, too, a lot of people don't realize is that ERA is a big deal in the first inning. The Brewers alone have given up 35 runs in the first inning. That's the most of any other inning. So if you want to, you know, look at the statistics and go that way, hey, let's get our starter, let's start him in the second inning. And it works out for everybody. They didn't win the ball game, but that philosophy worked, and they're going to try it again tonight.
Tim, I have a random, weird question, I guess, because I've never been around it to know the answer to it, and I wonder how this all works. So when somebody has a birthday in the clubhouse, today's Peralta's birthday, I believe.
Sure.
What does anything happen? Do y'all do anything for these guys? Because, I mean, there's so many of you throughout the course of a year. Like, is anything done, or is it, happy birthday, Freddie, and you just move on with your day? Or, like, does anything ever happen?
Sometimes. Sometimes there'll be a cake. Or, you know, whatever it is that pops up in the clubhouse. I remember when Brian Schaus turned 40.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he was 40, still playing baseball, still doing awesome. He had like a 1 ERA at the time. They celebrated big time. They decorated his locker. They had a blow-up walker, you know, like a walker that, you know, would help you get around if your lower body's not working good. And that was kind of the theme, you know. I think they even hired like a balloon animal person too. So I don't know. I mean, for guys like that in certain situations, you know, that kind of thing's fun. A little tougher on the road. If you're on the road
trip,
it's harder to kind of put something together in that way. But yeah, you can have a lot of fun with it. I remember we had a guy, I think he's pretty sure years ago in the minor leagues, he turned 20 2 years in a row. So
what?
I don't know how that happened. but you see some weird stuff in the minor leagues for sure. But big leagues at home, man, you'd be surprised. There's all sorts of stuff going on. But on the road, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of bring the act on the road.
What about any information that you've heard on Robert Gasser's elbow at this point? Anytime we talk about an elbow, I get concerned. Anytime I hear the words second opinion, I get even more concerned than I was originally. Have you heard anything on that front?
Hadn't heard anything other than what's been released. But I will say this. I mean, he threw more sweepers than he did any other pitch in the big leagues in his outings, which is Dr. Meister, who's doing a lot of the, you know, shoulder and elbows of surgeries going on around Major League Baseball. That has been the common, you know, one of the common factors is this new sweeper type mentality where you snap it through. It's, you know, it's almost getting that reputation of like a split finger. If you don't know how to do it just right, or even if you do, it could still do some wear and tear in the elbow. Hopefully it's nothing serious. Hopefully it's nothing more than, hey, you've been throwing a lot in some stressful innings and going deep into ball games, and then you just need some rest. But that's why you get a second opinion. More time goes by after you see the first initial, and maybe something changes when it comes to MRI, or maybe someone can see something differently. So I don't know. Anytime you do a second opinion, I know a lot of times it gets looked at as something really bad, but
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yeah, I always get concerned when I hear second opinion, because that means you didn't like the first opinion, and that's why you're getting a second opinion, or at least that's how it works for me.
Yeah, that's why I tell people, I'm like, hey, do you like me on the broadcast? And people are like, no, so I go to the next person.
That's right. Tim Dillard.
Inevitably, I'll just call my parents. And be
that's
like,
right.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
They'll be honest with you. Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dillard Tim. Tim, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Barton.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Tim Dillard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.